Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Church of God radio broadcast. This is Fred Barrows, and we thank you for joining us here today. It is our desire to lift up Jesus Christ through the precious preaching of the gospel. This ministry comes to you from the Church of God at God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. And now we'd like to introduce to you our evangelist, Brother Larry Dishman, who has a timely message from God's Word.
We're going to be reading out of the book of Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My message this morning deals with the subject, the power of a fresh start. No doubt every one of us have done things that we truly, bitterly regretted. Maybe it was a comment that you made, some harsh words of criticism that were poorly stated, poorly timed. You did something, you said something, oh, how you wished you had not done it. If you could only take it back, but you can't. It's too late. Damage has been done. And now you wonder, because of the things that you've done, what's going to happen? Have you ever wanted to make a fresh start? I'm sure you have. Probably some, if not most of you, have made a commitment to a fresh start. Maybe there was something in your life and you wanted to change, and you said, I'm going to be different. I'm going to stop some bad habits. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to find a new job. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to be a better father, be a better mother, be a better wife. I'm going to be a better husband. I'm going to be a better employee. The problem is, however, you have good intentions, but don't have the will, don't have the ability. And often you fall back into the same habits, the same actions, the same pattern that brought you to where you are in the first place. When that happens enough time, our life, sometimes we come to a place where we feel helpless. There's a good possibility there's some people listening to me this morning, and if you would be honest, down deep inside, you feel helpless. Some people are just existing from day to day. David describes life without hope like a shadow in 1 Chronicles 29 and verse number 15. He said, for we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as we were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. Our days on earth can be like a shadow when we don't have hope. Our shadow exists, but we really don't live. Are you living a life on earth like a shadow? Are you living a life without hope? You are only existing. You go from day to day, but you don't really have peace of mind. You try not to dwell on the past, because there's a lot of hurts. There's a lot of bad choices in the past. Why did I start smoking? Why did I start drinking? Why did I start using drugs? Now I'm addicted. Why did I give in to peer pressure? Why did I get a divorce? And you ask yourself, why, about so many things. The past is too painful. You don't want to think about the past. But the sad part is, you don't think about the future either, because you don't think there is a future for you. You know, there's people like that. The devil has convinced them, I don't have a future. My life is gone. You don't really live. You just exist. You only live in a shadow. You get up, you work another day, you do another load of laundry, you clean the house, you make dinner, you make another sales call, you go back to work, you come back home. You don't think about the past. You don't think about the future. just go and do what you have to do to exist, but not live. Do you know, possibly there's some people who are afraid to hope. It can be scary because when we really hope for something and then we're disappointed, and when it happens over and over and over again, we're disappointed with people, we're disappointed with circumstances, we're disappointed with ourselves, we're afraid to be disappointed again, so we don't put ourselves in a place of hope. We think we would be better off not to hope. We think it'll make life easier if we don't hope, because we do not want to be let down again. No matter how bad we'd like to, none of us can undo the past. Your loving pastor came over to the building many years ago, helping me with my computer, and he showed me something wonderful about a computer, the undo button. Isn't that good? I've erased things accidentally before, messages, but I pushed the undo button and here it came again. I didn't have to waste all those hours, sometimes days, the undo button. Don't you think Jonah would have loved to have an undo button in the belly of the whale? Wouldn't that be nice? Just push the button and everything's back where it was. Don't you think the prodigal son would have loved to have found an undo button when he woke up in the far country and he didn't have any money and he didn't have proper clothing and he didn't have proper shoes on his feet, and here he had wasted his substance with riotous living? Wouldn't an undo button been wonderful? And he just found himself back at Father's house and everything's fine. What about Peter when he denied the Lord? Oh, if there could have just been an undo button, he was weeping bitterly because of what he said about the Son of God. Judas Iscariot, if he could have found an undo button, but there was no undo button. God is all powerful. God can do anything. But there's some things that God won't do. And one of them is he will not change the past. People come to me and they say, Brother Dietrich, my life is such a mess. I've been in and out, I've been up and down, been back and forth. I've failed so many times. I don't know what to do. I said, I know what to do. What you need is a fresh start. The power of a fresh start. Even though the Lord cannot change the past, I know what he will do. He'll do something better than change the past. Give you a fresh start. Isn't that wonderful? No matter where we've been, no matter what we've been up to, God can give you a fresh start. Amen. I'm preaching to people right now. And down deep in your heart, you know what you need. A fresh start. I want to encourage you to have hope. When we have hope in the wrong things, we get disappointed. When we have hope in others, many times we get let down. When we have hope in circumstances, we get let down. But when we hope in the living God who sent his son to die for us and to save us from our sins, we really start to live. Live in this life and live in eternity, a hope for the future and a fresh start. Living a life with hope is real, real living. You may have fallen, but I got good news for you. You can get up. Amen. And you must go forward. Just do this. Tell God how sorry you are and start over fresh again. Once you've received his forgiveness, get back up and serve God with all of your heart. God gives us fresh starts. It's exciting to have these opportunities to start fresh again. Have you ever felt like just starting all over? I've prayed with people the older before. I said, are you saved? Well, I don't know. My life's such a mess. I'm just so confused. I got saved years ago, and then, you know, I backslid, and then I moved in with this guy and lived with him for a while, and then God showed me that was wrong, and then I went down to Babylon, and I saw that was wrong, then I prayed at home, and then I said, you know what you need? A fresh start. You know one thing that it takes to live for God? It takes having a good foundation to start with. You're never going to live a successful Christian life if you don't have a good foundation. You got to start somewhere. The Apostle Paul had a good foundation. Every time the devil came against him, he said, one day I was on my road to Damascus, and all of a sudden a light shined about me. I heard a voice from heaven. He could point the devil to the place where it all got started. Yeah. Paul got a fresh start on the road to Damascus. Thanks be unto God. Amen. Throw away all that trash before. The man that stands, as he said, he dug the foundation deep. I picture a man with a shovel and a pick, and he digs and the sweat falls, but he won't stop. He digs and he digs and he waits till he gets on the rock, so he's got something solid to build on. Every Christian has to have a solid foundation to start on. And until you get a real solid foundation, you're going to be up and down. Your mind's going to be filled with doubts and confusion, but you can have a good foundation. Don't let Satan keep you from living the Christian life because he keeps bringing up your past. Sometimes we're given opportunities for a brand new, fresh start. How we handle that will determine on how we finish this race. Just respond to God in the present to change your future. The past is past. The past cannot be changed. But guess what? Your future is unwritten. I like that, don't you? Every one of us. The past is a past. It might be bad, but the future for everyone here is unwritten. That's good news. Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth seven times. He said a just man. A just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. You're not a failure because you fall. You're only a failure because you will not get back up. You're a failure because you won't start over. All you got to do is get up one more time, then you fall, and you are a success. God loves you, and he loves you too much to leave you the way that you are. Psalms 103 and verse number 14 says, for he knoweth our frame. God knows what I'm made out of. God knows what you are made of. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. God still wants you. Though your life is a mess, God still loves you, and God still wants you. He's there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He's sovereign. He can still make lemonade out of lemons like us. Amen? A fresh start requires a fresh look at where we are. A fresh start requires that we take a hard look at where we are and how did we get here and take responsibility. You cannot have a fresh start until you take responsibility and quit blaming everybody else for the position that you're in. Because in most cases, we are where we are because we made some bad choices a long time ago. And as long as we're blaming it on someone else, we can't get a fresh start. We have to take responsibility. I had something to do with this. Not only does a fresh start require us to look at where we are, it requires us to look where we once were. We need to take a fresh look at where we are, where we were. We also need to take a fresh look at where we're going. Amen. We're going somewhere, right? A fresh start requires us to take a fresh look at where we're going. Where are you headed this morning? Some people call it vision. That's what we need, a vision. And Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And a vision without action is only a dream. Some people call it long-range planning. The question is, where are you headed? Where are you going? If we're really looking for a fresh start, we need to take a fresh look at where we are, take a fresh look at where we were. That's not all. Where are we going to stay? A fresh start requires a clean slate. Isn't that nice? That God gives us a clean slate. Amen. There's a little baby born this week in the hospital. We were praying for it, right? We prayed for the mother. Guess what? That little baby came to this world with a clean slate. No sins on his chart at all. A clean slate. Amen. Not even a depraved nature. had a clean slate. Every time somebody gets saved, God gives them a clean slate. Every time a person is born again, they get a brand new start. Isn't that wonderful? No matter how messed up your life is, you can get a clean slate. Somebody say, you really believe that? Yes. Psalms 103, verse number 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he moved our transgressions from us. It's a long ways from the east to the west. And he said, that's how far he's moved our transgressions. Micah said in the 7th chapter, verse number 19, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins in the depths of the sea. Somebody said, but what about the more serious sins? He said, I will cast all their sins in the depths of the sea. When you got saved, thank God, when you got a fresh start, God put all of your sins in the depths of the sea. Colossians 2:13, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Every last one of them. Having forgiven you all trespasses. That's why 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So we must humbly acknowledge what we've done, what we haven't done, and then make the most of the gracious opportunity that the Lord has given us for a fresh start and serve him in this world. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, not from some unrighteousness, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Proverbs 28:13 says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth them and forsaketh them shall have mercy. A fresh start without a clean slate won't last if we don't do at least two things. One of them I've already talked to you about, take responsibility. Secondly, changing directions. A fresh start will do none of us any good unless we change directions. A lot of people say, oh, I want to change. I want a fresh start. But my question is, are you willing to change directions? Because if you don't change directions, you're going to end up in the same place that you are right now, and maybe worse. A fresh start is not a head start. It's starting over. So we need a clean slate, and we need a new game plan. Proverbs 3, verse number 1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for the length of days and the long life and peace shall they add to thee. A fresh start without a new game plan always produces the same old results. The big decision, do I trust God's advice or my own judgment? That's what gets us in trouble. We don't trust God's advice. We trust our own judgment. We need a new clean slate and a new game plan, and we need power to keep going. Have all these other things, but it takes power to keep going. And God can give us the power. Somebody said, that's where I lack. I make a new start, but then I don't have the power. You can have the power, because Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. That's good news. It's God that works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. It's good news in Philippians, the 1st chapter, verse number 6, where it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. A fresh start without the power to keep going is just good intentions. So you not only need a fresh start, you can have the power in your life, because he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So God this morning is offering you a fresh start. And what could be better than a clean slate and no stains on the pages of tomorrow? Isn't that wonderful? You might have a bad record, but you can get a clean slate and no stains on the pages of tomorrow. Amen. You know why? Not because you deserve it, but because the Lord is gracious. because the Lord is good and he's willing to give you a fresh start. He's willing to make a new beginning with you right here. You cannot have a fresh start if you're not willing to give him the reins. But you can have a fresh start today. Maybe you failed. Who hasn't failed sometime in their life? Maybe you failed. Just don't fail to get saved. Just don't fail to get forgiveness. Just don't fail to seek a fresh start. Don't fail to start over. The song says, pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Pick up the broken pieces and trust his holy word. He'll put you back together and make your life complete. Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. God is sovereign, and God can really do with us what he wants to do. God really doesn't have to give anyone another chance. He doesn't have to give anyone a fresh start, but often he does. And I believe he is this morning. God told me to give you something. I mean, for you personally. I want you to think, don't think about nobody else. I have something for you. And I felt like in the study this morning, God told me to give this to you because you need this. And it's valuable. It's worth a lot. And it's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Think about that. That's what God said to you. That's what God wants you to know. God said, I've been thinking about you. I've got thoughts about you. And guess what? They're not evil thoughts. God said, the thoughts that I have to you, they're thoughts of peace, not evil. God said, I want to give you an expected end, but it starts with the power of a fresh beginning. Do you have hope this morning? Would you like to live a life of hope? Living life with hope means living a life with God. Are you ready to seek after God? Are you ready to live a life of hope that won't disappoint you? God's never disappointed me. I got saved when I was 18, and God has not disappointed me one time. I've disappointed him, but he's never disappointed me. A fresh start is not found in a new husband, in a new wife, in a new church, in a new job, in a new home to live in. A fresh start is not found in a new activity. A fresh start is with God. He gives us a fresh start by making us new creatures in Christ Jesus. If we're going to have this fresh start, we need to repent, receive Jesus as Savior, believe on him and the work that he accomplished on the cross of Calvary and that blood that was shed to give you a fresh start. There is hope for a fresh start no matter what your past sins are, but you got to start now. God loves you, and he wants to give every person a hope for the future, no matter what the past has been, no matter where you find yourself this morning. He gives you a fresh start by making you a brand new creature. If you are here this morning and you desire a fresh start, just repent and believe, be born again. Tell God you know you've sinned and that you are sorry. Enter into a relationship with a brand new fresh start. No, you can't go back and change the past. But what you can do is start fresh where you are. Because in all reality, there's no undo button. But my friend, today can be a brand new day, a new beginning for you, a fresh start. God gives you hope to start fresh. Get saved. Get right with God. Come to him because we have an advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ the righteous. He is a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. God says, give me a murderer like Moses, and I'll turn him into a liberator. God says, give me a dreamer like Joseph, and I'll turn him into a co-commander over Egypt. God said, give me a captive like Daniel, and I'll make a prayer warrior out of him. God said, give me a shepherd boy like David, and I'll turn him into a king. God said, give me a child like Jeremiah, and I'll turn him into a prophet. God said, give me a fisherman like Peter and I'll turn him into an apostle. God said, give me a tax collector like Zacchaeus and I'll turn him into a disciple. God said, give me a persecutor like Paul and I'll turn him into a preacher. God said, give me a prostitute like Mary Magdalene and I'll turn her into a faithful housekeeper. God said, give me an adulterer like the woman at the well and I'll turn her into an evangelist. God said, all I need is some clay. And God won't give up on you. God won't toss you out on the scrap heap. God won't dismiss you as a lost cause and discard you as hopeless. God takes the clay that we yield to him and he starts all over again, rebuilding a life, life after life after life, time after time after time again. God is willing to start over again, shaping you into another vessel as he sees fit. The only condition is you got to give him your clay. You got to give him your life. God is offering this morning a chance to begin again to the fallen Christian, to the backslidden failure of a Christian, one who started well but has yielded to the lure of the world and the flesh and the devil. God holds out to you and he beckons you to a place of a fresh start, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. As surely as pardon awaits the guilty sinner, so forgiveness awaits everyone who have failed God. Yes, friend, this is a place of a fresh start. The time of salvation is now. Don't put off what you know you should do. Don't spurn the grace of God presently made available to you. What more could a person want than a fresh start with no stains on the pages of tomorrow? How many need a fresh start? That's what I need. A fresh start. It's available.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those beautiful thoughts. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. Before we leave you today, friends, I'd like to introduce you to our local publication, The Gospel Trumpeter. For your free copy, please call us at 740-345-1213. Or for any previous issues that you would like to have, please browse our website at godsacres.org. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at this same time. So until then, may God bless you is our prayer.